Seven things you can do to start lowering your cortisol levels to get rid of that menopause weight gain, especially around the middle. If you're new to me, my name is Stacey Hall. I have lost 44 pounds of menopause weight and kept it off, and I just like to share how I did that. If you have high cortisol levels, and how do you know? Well, you probably have the symptoms, one of it, which is that inner tube of fat that likes to set up shop right around the middle and doesn't like to budge. Your cortisol levels are high. You can do some things to get it back into a normal range so that you can lose the weight. And here are seven things that you can start doing right now. Number one, and I know this is controversial, but stop doing high intensity interval training. I know high intensity interval training is all the rage and people love it, but if your cortisol levels are high, it can actually keep your body in a state of stress that further exacerbates the problem and continues to pack weight around the middle. If you are having great results from HIIT training, keep doing you, boo. Number two, you need to stop drinking coffee on an empty stomach. Coffee does stimulate cortisol production, but drinking it on an empty stomach seems to make the issue worse because it can also cause spikes in your blood sugar, both of which are not the friend of somebody who's trying to lose menopause weight. Number three, you're gonna have to stop the intermittent fasting. And again, I know this is controversial. If you're getting results and your cortisol is not an issue, I'm not talking to you. So don't hit me up in the comments with all your rage, okay? If you are doing intermittent fasting and your cortisol levels are high, you need to stop having such a window of not eating in the morning so that you can start to get those blood sugar levels stable and start to bring that cortisol level down so you can lose the weight. Number four, learn how to manage your stress. I know that it's not always possible to have less of it because our lives are stressful. But if you can learn to manage it through breathing exercises, meditation, you need to find a way to calm your central nervous system. Chill out because those stress levels are keeping you in that constant state of fight or flight, which is keeping your cortisol levels up and continuing to pack weight around the middle. Number five, get your butt outside. Not only is it good for the soul, but it's good for your vitamin D levels, which have been shown to help with lowering your cortisol. Number six, get a pet. Seriously, just petting a dog, petting a cat, having the love of an animal does wonders for your stress. It helps you just to, your whole mood will improve. And number seven, eat to nourish your body. Instead of having all kinds of rigid rules around how you eat, just think about eating in a way that's going to keep your blood sugar stable because it's what's best for your health. It's also what's best for your fat loss. Part of nourishing yourself effectively is also making sure you don't have any deficiencies, having a good supplement protocol. I hope that was helpful. If you would like the list of supplements that I use to help me drop the 44 pounds of menopause weight, drop the word list in the comments. I'm happy to share. And of course, click that follow button so we can stay on this journey together. I'm going to keep on sharing how I lost the weight and how I kept it off.